that I did in Isabel. So this should be more on philosophy and less on details. Okay. So I think the main goal of this talk is to first of all give to describe three things. First of all, what are the main goals of this project, and then what is the current status of the project, what Auto2 can currently do now, and then finally what are the future plans. Okay, so let me begin with the motivation. So this is the workshop on automation, so I don't think I need to convince anybody here of the importance of automation, but I just want to say a few things just to make clear exactly what it is that I'm trying to achieve here. So automation is one of the main bottlenecks to more widespread use of interactive film proving. I think in the previous week, there's a lot of discussion of how do we get more mathematicians to start using our tools, right? And from my own point of view and from listening to many other mathematicians, I think the main difficulties are, well, first of all, there's the difficulty with language, but once you get past the language, the one difficulty, I think, is the perception and the reality, and oftentimes the reality that in order to formalize the proof of anything complicated, we have to specify the arguments in a very, very detailed manner, in more detail than most people have the patience for. And I think that is a problem that should be solved by automation, by having the computers to do more work for us, to have the computer to construct bigger and bigger parts of the proof for us. Okay, so that is the why I think automation is important. And now, in terms of the goals, well, ideally, if we want to have automation, we would ideally want to have, well, we can say we can want to have a prover that can just prove any lemma or theorem we throw at it, right? So that's the ideal case. But clearly, that is not something that is realistic at the present point. So I would propose that focus on a more realistic near-term goal, which is to create a prover that can consistently solve proof tasks that humans consider to be routine, whereby routine I would define to be something that, let's say, would be skipped over in one step in a textbook. And so by creating such a system, we want to permit formalization of mathematics and also computer science using proof scripts that are at the same level of detail as informal proofs in textbooks. So
you can skip past all this if you want.
Okay. So does that mean everybody agree with this? Okay, and at the end of this slide, let me think. in textbooks. So that is the main goal of this project. And then the next thing is, why do we want yet another prover? So we already have so many automation tools. Well, I want to answer this question by stating a list of features that I think a theorem prover should have. And so first of all, I think it should directly work with types and high order logic. And then there are two important features about working with human-like heuristics. So first of all, heuristics for applying individual theorems, and I will give examples of what this means later. And also to follow procedures for solving certain problems, so procedures like expanding polynomials or factoring polynomials, or when, if we get to calculate things like differentiating or integrating functions or finding winding numbers for that matter. So following various procedures for solving problems. And finally, I think the automation should have an efficient search mechanism, maybe a search mechanism that is similar to what humans use. Okay, so the second point is the heuristics in terms of use of theorems, and I just want to give some simple examples of this kind of heuristics. So for example, for many of the theorems, we humans intuitively have an idea of a theorem that should be applied in the forward or in the backward direction or in some other, or in some other scenarios. So for example, the first theorem here is one that we would say is to be applied in the forward direction. And the second theorem here is to be applied in the backward direction. And the third theorem is a bit more complicated. Maybe we can say this one is to be applied whenever A plus B is present in the current proof. Right, so we get all sorts of, well, in SMT, terminology triggers for applying theorems. And usually for humans, when we see the trigger, we know we want to apply this theorem. But on the other hand, if we apply theorems in the other direction, for example, the second theorem in the forward direction, we would probably very quickly get a lot of junk and get lost in the huge search tree. Especially, we have many thousands of lemmas that we can use. Okay, so that is the goals. And now I just so that I finished the part about motivation, and now I want to move to the part about describing the main ideas of our tool. I just want to go over this briefly. So the main algorithm is we convert the problem into contradiction form. So we are searching for contradiction from a list of assumptions. And then the algorithm maintains a list of items containing the known facts and other information. And the key part is the third part, which is that we have a list of user-specified rules called proof steps that generate new items from old ones. So that is where all the talk of heuristics comes in. So users can specify heuristics for applying individual theorems or can specify procedures by adding to this list of proof steps. And finally, the search consists of applying proof steps repeatedly so adding more and more items until we find a contradiction in the successful case, or if there's nothing more to do, or if there's a timeout. Okay, so that is the search mechanism, and we can see that we sort of covered all four points here. So the first three points are similar to sort of the advantages of the tactic framework, and they are covered by the ability of adding proof steps. So proof steps are usually specified in ML. They can work with types and high-order logic, and they can code all sorts of heuristics and procedures. And finally, the search we use is this sort of fluctuation on the list of items. So that is similar, perhaps, to the resolution method, and I believe it is a pretty efficient search mechanism, and that is something that is definitely very different from, let's say, how tactics perform search, how tactics, as is usually written, perform search. Okay. So there are other features of our tool that I will just briefly list here. So there is a rewrite table that computes a complement closure for handling equalities. There is a box lattice for handling case checking, so maintain the subcases of the problem. So both of these are sort of reminiscent of certain features in SMT solvers, and we also incorporate this here. And we also have special things for dealing with associative commutative functions and inductions and so on. Any questions? Okay, and one thing I want to emphasize is the proof script. So AutoTool comes with its own format for proof scripts, and it's a proof script that is entirely in a declarative style. So the script consists entirely of intermediate goals that is the mathematical statements. And compared to Miza or Isa, the proof script does not contain any labels of intermediate goals or names of tactics or names of previous lemmas. So the user do not have to think about any of these things. AutoTool is supposed to be strong enough to find out about them automatically. And I think this gives a style of proof script that is much closer to say normal mathematical writing than the existing styles.
And an example?
Yeah, sorry?
You have an example?
Yeah, I have examples later. Yeah, I'll give you examples later. So you can see what it looks like. So the main examples, the main case study that is done using our tool is now the mathematics library in set theory. So this is based on Isabel Fort's logic and the DFC axiom. So the foundation is very similar to Isabel DF, and it goes up to the definition of the fundamental group. So I want to emphasize here that all of this has been formalized before, for example, in the Mizell system. So the point is not to formalize something new, but just to test AutoTool on a relatively sophisticated example. So the formalization took about 13,000 lines of theory files and 35,000 lines of ML code, and so in addition to the main AutoTool prover. And to be able to handle the fundamental group, we need to the system is needs to be able to work with algebraic and topological structures. It needs to work with quotients, taking quotients by equivalence relation. It needs to do induction on natural numbers and finite sets, and finally it has to handle at least some arithmetic enough for the construction of real numbers. So another goal of this project is to show that all of this can be handled rather effectively within set theory as long as we have an appropriate automation. Okay. So let's go to examples. Let me first give an example of that shows the expressiveness of the set theory with first order logic. So the definition of the fundamental group, if we just do the informally, is as above. So given a topological space X and a point X on X, the group is defined on the set of loops based at X modulo Pascal motor P. The identity is the class, the equivalence class of the constant loop at X, and the multiplication is given by a joining path again up to equivalence classes. And the next four lines here is the definition in Isabel. So as we see, in set theory, everything is a set. So this is fundamental group is actually just a map from two sets, which are the topological space and the point on the topological space, and producing a new set, which is supposed to be the group. And the definition is that given R, which is you can think of as the path homotopy relation, and then the definition is this is a group whose underlying set is the equivalent classes of loops at X. And the identity is the equivalent class of the constant function, constant loop at X. And the multiplication is defined on two classes by taking representatives of the two classes, which are actual loops, but drawing the loops, and then taking the equivalent class of everything. So I think in this definition, we need to define an algebraic structure in terms of another structure, topological structure. And we need to do sort of dependent type thing and things, and we need to take a quotient. But nevertheless, all of this can be expressed in set theory in a way I think is still quite close to what a mathematician would say. And the lemma that says that this is actually a group, I think is about as simple as you would wish. Okay. And I didn't show any proofs here. So the whole thing, including the defining homotopy, defining the homotopy, path homotopy, and fundamental group all together runs about 800 or so lines, including all the proofs. Okay, besides going up to the definition of fundamental group, I also proved several other interesting theorems on the side. So one example is this challenge problem analysis posed by Lars Rampe-Gillen in a very mixed discussion. So I think if you follow this kind of discussions, you are probably familiar with this. And many solutions are submitted in various systems, let's say Hall-Light, Isabel, and Mizar, on this problem. And so this would be my submission, or at least the current version of my submission. So this is an example of the proof script. So here is the theorem, and ignore this line. This has to be here for every proof. And then the following eight lines is the proof script that I have to enter. And then auto 2, upon reading this proof script, is able to construct the full proof. So as you can see, the proof script consists entirely of some short keywords, and together with various mathematical statements that are specifying the intermediate goals in this proof. We need to specify about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 goals, and auto 2 can finish the proof in less than 10 seconds. So there are still things that I'm not satisfied with. There are still some weirdness here. So with this unfold, for example, or with all these subscripts, but I think this is getting closer and closer to something that a mathematician would be satisfied with.
Can you explain the width?
Width means if we want to prove this, statement, first try to prove all of this. So this is sort of this block here is the hint to proving this statement, and this block here is the hint to proving this statement.
Is it equivalent to just putting them in halves? Is it the idea the intermediate result is not kept in the
context? So for example, this statement here is the hint to here. And once this is proved, then this statement will not be used in the rest of the proof. Whereas if you put this as half in front, it will be used. So sort of for efficiency and also maybe for clarity also.
Could you make this into an ESA-like script?
I mean, that's what we are working on. I think that's a part of future work that I'm trying to work on this. Okay, so I mean, just to give a second example, this is the Schroeder-Bernstein theorem. Again, one of the more commonly used case studies. So given two sets, x and y, if there's injection from x to y and injection from y to x, then we want to get a bijection between x and y. And this is a proof. So actually, if you ignore the, so not counting the definitional variables, you can prove this by specifying three intermediate steps. So Auto2 is able to read this script and finish the proof with just three intermediate steps. Okay, so Auto2 has been applied not just to mathematics, but also to computer science, to the verification of algorithms. So this is another part of the work, which is the verification of imperative implementation of algorithms using separation logic. So we have verified imperative implementations of the following algorithms and the data structure. So this is yet to be published, I think. And I want to do a reorganization of this later. Okay, so just to finish, so to finish, I want to discuss what are the future plans of this project. So I think one of the urgent things to do now is to improve the user interface, both in terms of input of proof scripts as well as the outputting, displaying the current status of the proof. So I think this will really help newcomers to come in and start using this system, and I think it will also make my job a lot easier going forward. So besides improving the user interface, the main plan is still to do more case studies in both mathematics and computer science. So in mathematics, for example, point set topology and abstract algebra and so on, based on the same foundation, based on the same foundation as I used to define the fundamental group. And in computer science, I wish to organize existing work and verify more advanced algorithms and data structures. This is probably going to be still done in high order logic. Again, using separation logic. And so I want to emphasize that for me, actually, I am not really, very intent on formalizing various things just for the sake of formalizing it. I want to emphasize that the point of doing all these case studies here is to really try to push out to its limits, to discover what its weaknesses are, and to discover what are the important features that still need to be added. So this is really a project to continue to improve the Auto2 prover so it is able, the automation is able to work in all of these areas. Okay, so that's all. Thank you.
It's
on my webpage, and so how to make the font bigger here? I mean, you can see, so it's, it's a GitHub, GitHub.
It's right there, yeah.
It's a Bijan Auto2. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Any questions?
So you talk about the user interface. Let me see if I understand it. So you write the script.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you give it to the system.
Yeah,
the system comes with
a
proof. Fantastic. And what if it fails? Then you modify the script. You have to modify the script, I assume. And do you have feedback from the system that helps you do that?
So let me first describe the user interface now. And then maybe I can say what are the plans for improvement. So right now, you write this script, and it will auto will process it in a block. And if it succeeds, then good. If it fails, it will show you the first intermediate step that it is unable to prove. That first thing it shows. And then you can look into the trace, and it will tell you all the facts that it is able to derive in the proof of that intermediate step. So it can input this, that list of facts there. So that presumably will help you to determine so why it is unable to prove that, and what is maybe the first step that it is unable to prove. So for example, maybe it is unable to prove the fourth statement, and then you have this mental image of, in order to prove this statement, you need to perform five steps, right, for example. And then you can check, maybe AutoTool is able to do the first two steps, but not the third step, and then you can figure out why, and then add things to fix that, and so on. So that is the debugging output AutoTool is able to provide now. And so some ideas for improvement is, well, right now it's everything is processed in a block, so if you change the last statement here, everything needs to be redone, and that is clearly unnecessary. So you can just change this, and help the AutoTool reprocess it, this step, and see what the new output is. And then also in terms of output of the trace, in terms of which things it is able to derive so far, maybe instead of displaying it in a list as it currently is, you may want to display it in, let's say, a tree, maybe a graph, something that it is easier for the user to explore. So that's the plan on improvement.
I had basically the same
question. Any other questions?
Yes, man.
So in Lean, they have what they call the SMT mode, which
right.
has discovered closure and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there looks very similar. Can you compare the two?
I'm not so familiar with SMT mode. That's the thing. Maybe I can just guess what are the things that I have. So I think, first of all, it's this issue of following procedures for solving problems. So for example, if you have, maybe you're working in a ring, or maybe just say, let's just say you are working with integers, and you want to show two integer expressions are equal, then you can just expand out the two expressions and compare them. So this expansion, a function algorithm, is it, so if we I want to add it to the SMT mode, is it easy to add?
Well, I think yes. I think we can add little solvers, right? I mean, Jeremy would be able to.
SMT mode is just a general toolbox that that has the functionality for e-matching and backwards.
It's
a layer on which you could try to implement something like.
You also have this kind of closure inequality to some extent, and you also have your stigmatized instantiation.
I'm not entirely. I don't fully understand the.
So it would be interesting to compare them
and see if
they can learn from each other.
Certainly.
Can I ask another question while he sets this up? Are you familiar with ACL2?
I'm not entirely sure, but I've heard of it.
Like a few decades of experience
Could
you lift any insights?
Have
you been able to look at what ACL2 does and whether it would be helpful to what you do?
I only have maybe a surface understanding of what ACL2 does. So, I mean, I know this waterfall method where you have various stages, and at various stages you try to do various things, and then.
Superficially, it looks like the modus operandi of your tool is similar to ACL2, so it
might be
interesting to explore.
Maybe I should look at that.
Okay, thanks a lot.